to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report, episode 31 of the Sports Report podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. How are you guys doing tonight? It has been a busy week, both in college football and in the NFL. We're going to get to all of that. Plus, Mr. Ball was on CNN tonight. Tony C. told me he was on there. I didn't get a chance to catch it. I believe Tony C. was watching it, so he'll be with us a little later on to go over his latest antics. We can talk about some of it, but we want to get details on what he did tonight. You guys can join in with me. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call into the show. I am in a chat room. No one's here right now. We got a lot to get into. We got the Baker Mayfield incident. Tony C's an Oklahoma fan, so we can definitely talk about that. I still say if that was Lamar Jackson who did that over the weekend, he would catch more hell than Baker Mayfield did. Will it cost him the Heisman? I don't know. It may. I doubt it, but it may. We shall see. I don't think it will. Just for the simple fact that it's all about stats that and what you did for your team. It not necessarily held to a moral high ground, I guess. So we'll see if that hurts him. I don't think it will, but it may. He may come to regret it, but I don't think so. But I still believe if it was Mr. Lamar Jackson doing that, he would catch more hell than Baker Mayfield has caught if the roles were reversed. If you agree or disagree, hit me up. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Head on over to rantemradio.com. Hit that chat. Listen live. Get on in. Let us know what you're thinking. NFL, college football. Got some NBA talk going on. Got a lot we're going to get into. Got a game going on right now between Atlanta and Seattle. Let's go ahead and get the score on that very, very quickly. As I pull that up, hope you guys are having a fantastic evening. Let me see here. Let's get a quick update on Monday Night Football. And we are looking at, come on computer, don't crash on me now. Let's see. Last I saw, Atlanta was winning. And Atlanta's still winning, 31-23. They're in the fourth quarter, 5:10 left to go. In the quarter, it looks like Atlanta might be in the red zone again. And I understand that those guys are without, all going through some injuries. You know, Richard Sherman's done for the year. Just got a bunch of injuries going on with those guys. But let's see what they do. Let's head over to the chat room very, very quickly. We got Cash Cow in the chat. Cash Cow, how you doing, man? Your Eagles got it done against them Cowboys. We got Captain Underpants. What's up, Captain Underpants? He's going in on rage. Why are you going in on rage like that? I wanted that history between you two. Call in and tell me about it, man. 706-993-4606. Very, very quickly, let's go over these college football scores. Top 25. Number 1, Alabama defeats Mercer 56-0. Number 2, Clemson defeats the Citadel 61-3. Number 3, Miami, 44-28 over Virginia. Number 4, Oklahoma defeats Kansas, 41-3. We'll get into that game a little bit later. Number 5, Wisconsin beat number 24, Michigan, 24-10. Number 6, Auburn defeated Louisiana Monroe, 42-14. Number 7, Georgia victorious in that contest, 42-13 over Kentucky. Number 8, Notre Dame gets upset, loses once again, loses to Navy 17-10. Number 9, Ohio State beat Illinois 52-14. Number 10, Penn State beats Nebraska 56-44. Number 11, USC defeats UCLA 28-23, thereby ending Jim Mora's head coaching tenure with UCLA. Number 12, TCU defeats Texas Tech 27-3. Oklahoma State upset by Kansas State 45-40. UCF, University of Central Florida, number 15, they win over Temple 45-19. Mississippi State, number 16, Mississippi State defeats Arkansas 28-21. Number 17, Michigan State defeats Maryland 17-7. Number 18, Washington defeats Utah 33-30. Number 19, Wake Forest pulls off the number 9, Wake Forest 30. Number 19, NC State 24. Another upset right there with Wake Forest getting it done. Head over. Number 20, LSU defeats Tennessee 30-10. Number 21, Memphis defeats SMU 66-45. Number 22, Stanford defeats University of California 17-14. Number 23, Northwestern defeats Minnesota 39-0. And number 25, Boise State defeats Air Force 44-19. Those are your top 25 college football scores. Again, outside of the Notre Dame loss, Oklahoma State, NC State, I don't know. Maybe this is why you play the game. I didn't see Wake Forest putting 30 on NC State. NC State is normally a scrappy team who will give you all that you can handle. I really didn't see Wake Forest putting up 30 on those boys like that. Notre Dame should be ashamed of themselves losing to Navy 17-10. You should be ashamed of yourself, Notre Dame. You should have been ashamed of yourself the week before. Definitely need to feel bad now. But let's move on. All right. Let's see here. First topic of the night. We'll get into the NFL scores a little bit later. First topic of the night. Cowboys versus Eagles. I thought that game was kind of interesting. Cowboys is in it the first half. Had a nice little lead going into it. But then that second half, the doors just got blown off. I know Skip Bayless making this, you know, he always says, Sean Lee. And I get that. But at some point, it's more than just Sean Lee, man. It's more than just him. You see how Dak had a bad game? Yeah, Dak had a bad game. He did. But that defense is always trash. It's always been trash. And when you had Zeke, you were able to run the football to keep that bad offense off the field. But now with Zeke gone and Alfred Morris, he had a little success in that first half, but got pretty much shut down that second half. Those boys, they just didn't have the firepower to take on the Eagles like that. The Eagles are fast. If you look at those linebackers, you look at that front seven, those boys are fast. They can get at you, and they can hit you hard. And if you don't have a running game to slow them down coming off the edge like that, you don't really have a chance against the Eagles. And then that offensive line, they lose Peters, and just it doesn't even affect them. They have that second half, they really didn't generate a pass rush to start even give Carson Wentz any trouble in the passing game at all. Alshon Jeffrey showed up. He showed up. Just an amazing performance. From what you see now, from everything that you're seeing now, and this includes my Saints, which we'll get into in a minute, and this includes my Saints, the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. From the way it looks, they are the best team in the NFC. I can't see anybody stopping them. Maybe Minnesota because of that defense. And Case Keenum is playing a good, he's playing good football right now. Maybe Minnesota might be able to knock them off. I don't know. Yesterday sort of kind of scared me with the Saints versus the Redskins, because the Saints, for some reason, they wasn't running the football with the same fervor they ran it against Buffalo. I don't know why Sean Payton changed the script. I don't know why he changed that script. He tried a ridiculous reverse, which got snuffed out. And look, I love Drew. I do. But when you got those boys running the way they were running, you run them. And now you're going to have to run them more because they do have some injuries on the defensive side of the football. They brought back Sterling Moore. Marshawn Lattimore went out. He's not 100%. Alex O'Keefer, he looks to be done with a torn Achilles for the year. So they're going to have to definitely fix up and shore up that defense. You got the Rams coming up. Now, they didn't look like world beaters against Minnesota, but that's Minnesota. That's a strong defense. And when you have Stephon Diggs, when you have Adam Thielen, who needs to get more credit than what he deserves, that's a hard combination to beat. And if you're not 100%, to slow those boys down, you're not going to win. Latavius Murray looked like he's coming back like he was with the Raiders. He's coming off the snide a little bit, starting to pick things up. So we'll see. I think that's the only team in the NFC that can really stop the Eagles. That's the only team I see. If Peyton keeps the script going, the offensive line is playing well for the Saints. If he keeps the game script going of running the football down your throat, maybe the Saints can do it. But they've got some injuries on the other side of the football that they have to fix. So I don't know if you can trust them to beat a team like the Philadelphia Eagles. We shall see. But right now, you know, and Cash Guy, I feel you, man. Anything can happen in the playoffs. You never know. So we shall see what's going on there. Brady's Patriots. The New England Patriots. People keep telling me they beat the Sisters of the Poor yesterday. And the Los Angeles and the Raiders. Can't believe I'm saying Los Angeles. But they defeated the Raiders yesterday 33-8. 33-8. The Raiders looked terrible. They looked terrible yesterday. You got Carr throwing passes behind receivers, hitting receivers in the back of the head, receivers dropping the football. The only person that really came to play yesterday was Marshawn Lynch. He was the only person that came to play yesterday. And he's getting heat from President Trump about not standing up for the flag. He didn't stand up for the American flag, but he stood up for the Mexican flag. Mexican anthem, I'm sorry. He didn't stand up for the national anthem, but he stood up for the Mexican anthem. A, why is Donald Trump still talking about the protest? And B, and I'm going to be honest, we all know Marshawn ain't playing with a full deck. We know he's not. And you have a right in this country to protest the way you want to protest. Now, the optics don't look good for what you did yesterday. I get it. I understand it. But the optics don't look good for what you did yesterday. But my question for President Trump, don't we have more important things for you to be concerned about? than just what a football player does? I mean, he's calling for Marshawn Lynch to be suspended if he doesn't stand again, or if he continues to kneel. I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. President Trump, do your job as leader of the country. Concern yourself with those issues. Don't worry about the anthem. That's the least of your issues. We got other things here that's more important to concern yourself with than that. You guys, get in with me. It is now 11:29, almost 11:30. We got 15 minutes in. Oh, thank you. We got 15 minutes in. You guys can call in 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. I grant you cash, Kyle. I can't believe he's our president either, man. I can't believe it either. Other things to worry about. Let's move on to the Denver Broncos. Yesterday, those guys lost to the Cincinnati Bengals 20-17. Brock Osweiler didn't look horrible, but he still looked bad. They fired their offensive coordinator today. And I know a lot of people are blaming John Elway for the current condition of the Denver Broncos, and rightfully so. You know, they even going back blaming his drafts are the reason why the Broncos are so soft right now. So, I don't know what firing Yosi's going to do. I don't think they've named a replacement as of yet. And yesterday, while it's fresh on my mind, let me go over to the Buffalo Bills yesterday. We'll get back to the Broncos in a minute. You start Peterson yesterday. I think he went to the University of Pitt and had a game where he beat Deshaun Watson. And you put him in yesterday in place of Tyrod Taylor because you're not happy with Tyrod Taylor's performance. Despite being 5-4, you had karma bite you in the ass yesterday. 5 first half picks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. Tyrod Taylor came off the bench. He threw a pick too, but at least he got you a touchdown. And the coach went on Twitter saying he saw some nice things from Nathan Peterman. What? The passes that didn't get intercepted? The passes that didn't get picked off? Tyrod needs to get out of there. They don't want to pay Tyrod either. That's another reason why. They don't want to pay him. They really don't. So I can see them releasing him. He'll be in a Cleveland Brown jersey next year. I really see him with the Cleveland Browns. But karma bites you in the ass. And there you go. There you go. That San Diego Chargers defense feasted yesterday. Feasted. Ran 1-2 touchdowns back. Karma is a bitch. All right, let's go over to the NBA for a second and get into someone else who a lot of people considers a bitch. LeBron James said Colin Kaepernick is truly being blackballed. Do you guys agree with the so-called king? You know, he's the one jumping for joy with those two bad quarterback performances yesterday in Buffalo and in Denver. And to a lesser extent over in Arizona. You know, they put up 21 points yesterday. So, at some point, man, you just have to look at it for what it is. And I know a lot of people say that it'd be a bad look if someone signs Colin Kaepernick, but damn that man, you got to win football games. Your fan base is going to be mad at you one way or the other. Either you win the football games or you're upset at somebody who who's trying to ignite change. It's an either and situation. I'd rather go down winning football games. That's just me. Jobs are on the line. People's livelihoods are on the line. But I don't know. And it's good. I guess it's good that LeBron speaks up about things. But he's another guy, too, that really needs to not so much exercise your right in speaking. He needs to be worried about those Cleveland Cavaliers right now. They got issues that they need to fix on their side of the NBA. They have issues they need to fix, too. That's what he needs to worry about more than Colin Kaepernick. You guys can get into the show with me. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Tony C must still feel the effect. I talked to Tony C earlier. He says he's going to be calling in. But I want to talk about those Cowboys and LeVar Ball on CNN. I didn't know he was going to be on CNN tonight. He told me he was going to be on. I'm always coming back from work. So I didn't get a chance to catch it, so we shall see. But let's talk about LeVar Ball for a second. Trump went on Twitter, and I guess he feels that the Ball family's done him wrong. Despite getting thank yous from the three boys that he helped, LeVar feels that his help wasn't needed, his help wasn't wanted. Calling Trump a who or this, and this whole thing wasn't a big deal. You're dealing with two psychological folks. You got one always want to be right, and you got the other one trying to get, I don't know, attention. I don't know if he's looking for praise from his constituents. I don't know. I think I forgot who said it last night. I think it was Doom who said it last night. Let LeVar Ball and Trump go at it at WrestleMania. I love to see that. I loved it. That would be funny. That would be funny. Let these two guys duke it out. Let's talk about the New York Football Giants. Beautiful Baby hadn't been on in a while. Let's talk about those guys. The New York Football Giants got a win yesterday over the Kansas City Chiefs, 12-9. Should the Chiefs be winning right? Should the Giants be winning right now? I don't think they should be winning. They need to be looking at getting that number one pick to bolster that team. They need line help. They need running back help. But particularly the offensive line is what they need help with. And you're winning football games that you don't need to be winning. But then too, on the flip side, Alex Smith didn't play his greatest game yesterday. He started out like a house of fire. A house of fire. But this is about the time every season, but see, when you get closer to the month of December, that the Chiefs start to fizzle out. Dennis doing that a little bit early this time around. Kareem Hunt, still the man. He's still the man. He had a decent game yesterday. We're really the only one who came ready to play. But you hadn't heard how no help. You hadn't heard anything from Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce is still playing ball, but him and Hunt are the only two people that came to play yesterday. You can't score more than 9 points against the Giants? That makes no sense to me, particularly the way you were playing the first part of the season. That makes no sense to me. That's my problem with Andy Reid. He starts playing cute as the season progresses. Stop playing cute. Get back to what wins you football games. All right, Cash Cow, I'm going to ask you a question, Cash Cow. I know you're still in the chat with me. I know you're still here. Carson Wentz, is he going to win the MVP? I know he's in the running for it. He is in the running with the year he's having. I know Tom Brady will always be there. But do you think Carson Wentz can overcome Brady for the MVP? That's going to be tough. That is going to be tough. All right, real quickly, let me check on Monday Night Football. See what we're looking at. Give me a second, folks. See what is going down in the game. Yeah, we're in for a barn burner. The Falcons, 34, Seattle, 31 in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes remaining. Wow. Coming down to the last minute. And Seattle, 34-31. Falcons leading with 2 minutes left right now. And they look to have the football, too. They could run that thing out and win. You guys think Baker Mayfield's inappropriate gesture against Kansas will cost him the Heisman? As I said before, I don't think it'll cost him the Heisman. But I do think that if it was Lamar Jackson, it would definitely be a bigger deal than what it is. All right, real quickly, let's go over the rest in the NFL Week 11 scoreboard. Thursday night game, the Steelers defeat the Titans 40-17. Sunday's games, Lions defeat the Bears 27-20. Jaguars beat the Browns 19-7. That Jacksonville defense is playing some good football right now. Ooh. You imagine Kirk Cousins on the Jacksonville Jaguars? Ooh. Wasn't his fault they lost that game yesterday. Wasn't his fault. Everybody keeps saying that he had that intentional grounding. That was just a miscommunication. But you can't blame him for losing that 15-point lead. No. So keep that in mind. Because this could be the man over in Jacksonville. If they're going to swing line to sign him, which I don't think is going to happen. I still think he's going to go to the 49ers in free agency. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. Ravens defeat the Packers 23-0. Buccaneers look like getting it together. Fitzpatrick, 30, beat the Dolphins 30-20. Boys looking good in the passing game. Cameron Brate was that dude. Doug Martin was that dude. Doug Martin hadn't done a whole lot these past couple of weeks. Brate's kind of falling out off the tail end, too. He could have been the guy in fantasy, but he's starting to fall off just a little bit to make you double think that. O.J. Howard might actually become a thing down there. The Vikings, Phil's Vikings, defeat the Rams 24-7. Talked about it earlier. Saints defeated the Redskins 34-31. Giants defeat the Chiefs 12-9. Texans defeat the Cardinals 31-21. Chargers all over the Buffalo Bills 54-24. Bengals defeat the Broncos 20-17. Patriots 33-8 over the Raiders. And Cash Cows Eagles 37-9 over the Cowboys. Cowboys season over, y'all. It's over. They still got 4 games left without Zeke. And I don't know when Sean Lee's coming back. Skip Bayless thinks that Sean Lee is the greatest thing since sliced bread. They can't win without Sean Lee. So, I don't know. That's Skip Bayless' take. Sounds more like excuses to me, but that's just me. You guys can call in before we get out of here tonight. 706-993-4606 is that number to call into the show. A couple other things in the news, then we'll get on out of here. UCLA Fires head coach Jim Moore. They're talking about Butch Jones. who got let go from Tennessee, maybe taking his place. I viewed it as a mistake. You get a coach coming off a terrible season, off a terrible team. You want to put him on another team that has a terrible, is having a terrible season. I don't know what change he can go over there to turn that program around. But we shall see. I just think it's a bad idea to sign him. A couple of other things. Jameis Winston looks like he's going to be out for the Bucks for another 2 to 3 weeks. And J.K. Noah is about to make a return for the New York Knicks. I don't know what he can do. Maybe I think he needs to retire. Well, he's coming back. So we'll see what the Knicks can do with him and Porzingis being your rim protectors. So we shall see. Alright. It is 11:44. You guys can call in. Do the last call. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Before we get out of here tonight. Great football action. Great basketball action going on right now. Good time in the world of sports. Major League Baseball, they have their, and let me pull that up here. We can discuss that very, very quickly. People get on me. You don't talk baseball. We're going to go ahead and talk that right now. Give me a second to pull that up here. And Atlanta looks like they're going to pull that thing out against Seattle. Seattle does have the ball back, 34-31, but there's 46 seconds left. So we'll see what those boys can do. See if they come back and pull this game out. Being a Saints fan, I hope they do. Let's go into our sports. You guys can also go over to the group page over on Facebook, the Sports Report. Got a lot of stories over there. A lot of news over there for myself and some other folks as well that you guys can check out. Let's see. I also want to say a quick give condolences to the family of Terry Glenn. Dies from injuries during a car accident today. I remember him. He played for the Patriots, and he also scored caught Tom Brady's first touchdown, if memory serves. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think I am. He also played for the Cowboys as well. Passed away at the age of 43 due to injuries suffered in a car accident. Rest in peace, my friend. Bills head coach Sean McDermott on Peterman. There were some plays he'll want back, but there was also some plays where you said, hey, that was pretty darn good. That's just a pathetic statement. He was terrible. He was terrible. Don't know why you would say that to the media. Don't know why you either encourage him. If you send him back out there, you would lose that locker room. I really think you would lose that locker room if you sent him back out there. Looks like the Browns have a serious interest in bringing Peyton Manning on board in an executive role. Need to get rid of Shashi Brown. I really think you do. So we shall see about that. And I think that is going to do it for the night. Oh, one more thing I did want to get to. Danica Patrick announced that she won't return as a full-time NASCAR driver next season. Yeah, I can see that. And I can see why you would do it too. She's not winning, so I can see why she would decide to hang it up and just do it part-time. I understand that. I do get that. All right. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we get out of here? Hit me up in the chat room. Yes, Cash Guy, that's true. He can get injured in Carson Wentz. That's true, too. Hit me up in the chat room if anything else you guys want to talk about before we get out of here tonight. 706-993-4606 is that number you guys can call into the show. Is there anything else you guys, any questions you have for me maybe about what's going on in the world of sports? A lot of people are saying they don't like the way Chris Paul's looking for the Rockets right now. And they do have a valid point, because I'm not liking what I'm seeing from Chris Paul right now with the Rockets. And I believe Patrick Beverley made his return tonight for the Clippers. I believe he made his return tonight. Let me check back on Monday Night Football real quick. Okay, there's 2 seconds left. Atlanta has the ball back. 34-31. So it looks like that Atlanta Falcons will beat the Seahawks 34-31. And let's see. With that win, let's see. And with that win, the Atlanta Falcons will move to 6-4. In the NFC South, the Saints 8-2, Carolina 7-3. Falcons will move to 6-4. Tampa Bay 4-5. Over in the NFC West, Rams 7-3. Seattle Seahawks will go to 6-4. Arizona at 4-6. The San Francisco 49ers 1-9. Go back up. Minnesota Vikings 8-2. Detroit Lions 6-4. Green Bay Packers 5-5. Chicago Bears 3-7. Head over to the NFC East. Philadelphia Eagles are 9-1. Dallas Cowboys are 5-5. Washington Redskins 4-6. New York Giants 2-8. Let me head on to the phone lines real quick. Come on, Skype. Come on, Skype. Pull through. Tony C.
What's up, man? You can hear me?
Yep, I can hear you fine. What's going on, dude?
Taking it easy.
Okay, my friend, you gotta tell me, what was LeVar talking about on CNN? I didn't get a chance to see it.
Well, man, what you do? You gonna laugh your ass off. LeVar was up there being a straight, excuse my language, N-I-G-G-A.
Damn.
I ain't thanking nobody for nothing. They ain't do nothing.
Man.
Well, I gotta thank him. I thank him when he do something. If somebody do something for me, I ain't got no problem thanking him. But if you ain't do nothing for me, the hell with you, basically.
Damn.
Oh, man. It was hilarious, y'all.
Let them boys go out of that mania.
Somebody gonna put it up on YouTube here probably by tomorrow. It'll be up. He was on Don Lemon show. Mm-hmm. And Trump probably watching his. Trump gonna go off on him in the morning. You'll see about the tweet. You'll hear about the tweet in the morning. Cause he say he ain't thinking no damn body.
Man,
he ain't do nothing. He did it.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
Let me ask you about your Oklahoma Sooners. You think that's gonna hurt Baker Mayfield and the Heisman?
Hell no. He ain't still no shoes like Peter Ward did. He good. No, as long as you don't steal no shoes, you can win the Heisman all day long.
Yeah.
They leave Baker Mayfield alone, man. They ain't shake the man's hand, so he told him to suck his dick. You don't want him to tell him suck his dick. Stop him.
Aw, man.
So, you know, they better leave Baker alone, man. Baker the real deal.
He is.
They hating on the man.
I think he's still going to be the front runner, because I've never seen the Heisman have a morals clause attached to it.
Well, he didn't do nothing to get suspended. Like I said, like your boy Peter Ward, he stole from the store.
Yep.
Just telling somebody to, you know, to suck it, basically. He did it better if he did the DX crotch. See, that'll let you know he from our generation. Cause right. If you do that, everybody know what that means.
Everybody know it.
Exactly. You ain't got to worry about it. But he did the actual justice.
Yep. Yep.
So he got a little backlash, but he's gonna be alright. You're gonna be alright. As long as he's suiting up, I'm good.
Oh yeah. Definitely, man. Definitely. What do you think about what do you think about Kirk Cousins? You think he's that guy who deserves to be the
highest paid? I love Kirk Cousins for the Redskins, man.
You think he should be that guy that makes all that money at the end of the year?
As long as he stay over there, we're gonna keep beating him. So I want him to pay. Keep paying. Please pay Kirk Cousins, Washington. Please. If you can hear me, please, if you're listening.
I always thought if you put him with a team with a strong defense, like the Jaguars, he'd be in good shape.
The price tag done got too big. Man, he gonna cripple your team.
Yeah.
Because he won 100 plus million dollars. People don't understand, man. The NFL is set up for you to go 8-8. And if you can't find draft steals, you know, diamonds in the rough, you're going to struggle, man. Because once you pay that quarterback $100 million, it's only so much money to go around.
That's what people are saying about the Broncos when you talk about the draft, is that Peyton Manning has given them a soft identity because he's not drafting properly.
Who, Elway?
Yeah.
I mean, he could have signed Colin Kaepernick for the cheap.
Yep.
So I don't feel sorry for them. Because they had somebody out there that could move the ball. With that team, you just need somebody to put up, you know, about 24 points. You can be straight.
Yep.
24 27 points. So, I don't feel sorry for them. They're getting exactly what they deserve. You got mediocre quarterback play, and they wasting that defense. They're going to have to break it up in a minute and start from scratch.
Okay.
Everybody's going to want to get paid.
Okay, real quick, I'm going to give you the opportunity right now. Do you have anything to say to Cash Cow? He's in the chat room.
What I got to say to Cash Cow?
Yeah, do you have anything you want to say to Cash Cow?
Is hopefully this team is able to break that curse that they got on it. But if they got to go to Minnesota, they still got to go to Seattle.
Yep.
And they still got to play the Rams. So, holler at me after you sew up the number one seed. And then, because if Minnesota get it, everybody might be in trouble.
That's a tough team. That's a tough team, man.
The defense.
Yeah.
And at home. They ain't losing at home. The two games they lost were they lost in Pittsburgh and then they lose in Detroit, I think so.
Let me look it up.
So, if they go undefeated at home and Philly still got a couple tough road games, man. So, I think they go to the Rams. If Robert Woods is out for a minute, then that might be a break for, you know, because I know you're out for at least a couple weeks. So,
yeah,
if they can get Atlanta, I mean, the Rams without him, that's big. But at Minnesota, man, I'm gonna hitch my side card to Minnesota.
Them boys playing
in the NFC, man.
Them boys playing some football, man.
And they got a D line that I think could get the. If they got to the Super Bowl, could get the Tom Brady because they got pressure up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They got two good defensive tackles.
And not only
and
that.
That's what bothered Brady.
And not only that, they can just rush with four.
Yeah, and then you put Xavier Rhodes on whoever you want to put him on.
Yep.
They were stout last year, Minnesota was. It just, the quarterback play just was horrid.
Yep.
After Bradford went down. And Bridgewater. But this Keenum, see, this, it shows you, man, that whole Denver thing, mm-hmm. they fired McCoy because he's a scapegoat.
Right.
But this man coached Phillip Rivers, and Phillip Rivers was Hall of Famer.
Yep.
So you mean to tell me he can't coach no more? Come on now. There's no coaching. It's not about making, you're not supposed to basically make a player. You got to hone the skills that they got.
Right.
But if you don't have the talent, I can't coach you.
Right.
You got to come with something.
He was the scapegoat of bad quarterback play from Osweiler.
But he's a bad, Osweiler, those guys are bad quarterbacks anyway.
Yeah.
Like I said, when he had Phillip Rivers, that man was putting up numbers.
Yeah, he was.
You know, all of a sudden not know how to coach.
Yeah. Let's go back for a second. When did the Chargers look this good on defense?
But, who, the Chargers?
Yeah. Ingram was killing it.
I mean, I feel sorry for Dak because he got to see him Thursday.
Yeah.
He's running for his damn life.
Melvin Ingram and the boys coming off the edge. Ooh, ooh. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I ain't know they were that stout, Tony C. I ain't know. I ain't know till yesterday they were that stout.
You mean they were stout? They almost beat the Broncos on opening night. They just pretty much ran out of time.
Right.
They got a solid team. Anytime you got Phillip Rivers, you got a shot. But if he ain't turned the ball over, you good. So, they only two games back in Kansas City, right?
Mm-hmm. Two games. Mm-hmm.
And they still got to play him at least once. So, they ain't out of it.
Mm-mm. Not at all. Not at all. I think the Raiders might be out of it, though.
Yeah, that's... They were 4-6-2, right?
4-6-2.
And they still got to play the Cowboys. I think they play the Eagles still. They still got to play a couple more teams in the AFC West. So, yeah, you might be right.
I think they're done.
Del Rio probably finna get ran away from Ronda.
Yep.
Because he's a defensive coach, man. And when you're a defensive coach, your defense is getting... You know, scorched. It's not a good sign.
I refuse to call them the Oakland Raiders. I refuse. They're lost.
I just call them the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Yeah. Bottom line of it is, they getting torched.
They getting torched big time. The Los Angeles Raiders getting torched.
I wanna comment on something you said about the boys. They ain't done per se. Because Seattle just lost tonight.
Yep.
And they're a game back. And they still got to play Seattle. And Atlanta's got four losses.
Mm-hmm.
So they were 5-5 with six left. I mean, you pretty much got to go
5-1?
You got to get this game Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they lose Thursday, they'll be done. Because that means you got to run the table.
Right.
So, once we reconvene on Monday, we'll know. Because you still got Philly one more time. But see, that last Philly game, they ain't going to have nothing to play for.
Right.
They'll have everything wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they playing with Minnesota for home field.
Right. Which could be possible.
Because one of them going to get them. Seattle going to get you, or the Rams going to get you. And if you run the table on that, I'll tip my cap to you.
Next three games, Chicago, and that's a home game. But then you got to go to Seattle, and you got to go to the L.A. Rams.
So that's two cross-country trips back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to catch up with you one way or another.
Let me see.
If I was them, I would stay out west. I wouldn't fly back to Philly, which they probably won't.
Right. I know I wouldn't either.
Because it don't make no sense to go back to Philly if you got to go from Seattle to L.A.
Right.
So if they do that, they might, you know, they might be all right. But if they go to Seattle, then fly back to Philly, then fly back, that's going to take a lot out of them boys. And they play the Giants one more time.
Yep, yep.
You know, that's a rivalry game right there. So they looking good. They're in the driver's seat. But Minnesota and New Orleans right there waiting on them to slip up.
Yep. I don't know what the Saints going to do, man. We had some injuries on their defense yesterday. Lattimore went down. Alex O'Keefe went down. So, I don't know what we going to do.
Lattimore's an ankle, so y'all, you know, he might be back, in, you know, if not this week, next week.
Yeah, they signed.
It's not that bad.
They signed Sterling Moore, so.
Oh, they brought back Sterling Moore?
They brought back Sterling Moore. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about the other Moore, the receiver.
Yeah.
My bad. Sterling Moore used to play. He was a Cowboy. He played for Cowboys a couple years ago.
Yep.
He might be solid. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm putting this on. If there's any Alabama fans out here, if they all lose, I don't want to hear nothing about going to the playoffs. Because you ain't going to be no champion. So you're gonna be sitting at home watching.
Iron Bowl is coming up. That's true.
It's
Saturday.
Clemson. Miami. Same thing.
Yep.
Even the conference champion. Don't be hollering about no playoffs.
real quick, let me correct myself. Las Vegas Raiders. I do apologize.
Yeah, they getting ready to move to Vegas.
Might as well stay in Oakland. I don't even know why they going to Vegas, but that's just me.
And I want to take credit for that LaVar Ball and Trump.
That was that you name. Who said okay. That was you who said it last night. Okay.
Of course.
Okay. Said that last night on the post show for Survivor Series.
Of course.
For Survivor Series. I ain't gonna talk about that pay-per-view. Alright, so you're
the
saying
fantasy stats time.
Yes, you'll get into that too. I think you beat my son yesterday, who really isn't trying. Pull those up right now. I think I beat, who would I beat? I think I beat Mark Jones. Let me see. Yeah, man, there's a piece of news right now. Boston won again. They're 16 straight.
Of course they did.
They beat Dallas 3-15. Damn.
Hey, man, I'll sleep on Boston if you want to.
No, I'm not.
I'm woke.
I'm not sleeping on them, boy.
I'm wide awake. And Cleveland got about a month left till they get their whole mindset demolished on Christmas Day. When they got to go to Golden State. And the same thing happened, what, 2 years ago. Because last year, the game was in Cleveland
right.
On Christmas.
All right.
This year, whew.
Boston's playing. And I think they get down on defense, but they got young legs too. That let them be able to do that. They're not some old veteran team. They got some young guns down there. Or up there. They got some young guns.
They got an old, they got that old four Pistons look.
Yep, yep.
People ain't believe them until they did what they did. It was like, oh shit. You got a Chauncey Billups type. You got Al Horford,
yep,
which is like a Rasheed Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and okay. Let's go ahead and go over this fantasy scoreboard very, very quickly here. I beat Team Suzuki Gun, Mark Jones, 135-58. I picked up that Chargers defense at the last minute, and the boys feasted. Hand over to second game, Pastor Sadell gets the win, 70-49 over Phil Rea. Oh, by the way, I forgot to do the records. I'll move up to 9-2. Mark Jones moved down to 5-6. Pastor Sadell goes up to 8-3. Phil Rea goes to 4-7. Team Coleman Jr., Ronald Coleman Jr. defeats Team Fair 74-55. Team Coleman goes to 8-3. Team Fair goes down to 5-6. Head on over to the next game. Big Tone gets a win over Team Goodwin, 52-39. Big Tone goes to 5-6. Team Godwin goes to 0-11. Let's head over to you, Tony C. You go to 10-1 and lead the division at 10-1. You beat my son, Team Morgan, 82-24. You go to 10-1. Hunter goes to 3-8. Team Broom defeats Rays and the Hellraisers, 73-61. Team Broom goes to 4-7. Rage drops down to 2-9. Charles McNeil defeats Doom, 109-99. Charles McNeil goes to 6-5. Doom goes up. Charles McNeil goes up to 6-5. Doom falls to 5-6. Team Surfer crushes Team Hightower, 151-68. Damn.
How the hell did he get 158 points?
I got to look this up. Give me a minute. I got to see who he had. Okay. Derek Carr. Todd Gurley. Oh, never mind. Hold on. That's Team Hightower. Go back up. Team Surfer. He had Alex Smith, CJ Anderson, Austin Eckler. Oh, Kenny Stills had a big game. He gave him 24 points. He had Amendola. He had Gostkowski yesterday, the kicker for the Patriots, of course. And he had the Eagles defense. So there you go. That's how he got that. That's how he got the
okay.
That's how he got the 151. Oh, and he had Antonio Brown for Thursday night too. Antonio Brown got him 32 points.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so that's how he got it. He goes to 7-4. Team Hightower drops to 7-4. So that's the Rent EM Fantasy League update. Remember, guys, we are playing in this league. We're playing for a $50 gift card. So whoever wins, which looks like it's going to be you, Tony C, you're going to get that $50 gift card. So,
well, as long as Tom Brady stay healthy, I guess I'm going to have to win. And I got Carson Wentz on that business. So, I mean, they got the Bears this week.
Yeah.
Might have to start them.
Yeah.
No. Alshon Jeffrey's get back game.
He's been playing well, too, past couple of games.
And if I could just say, Nelson Aguilar, Carson Wentz need to get you the ball, man. You tripping. I just lost Robert Woods for 2 weeks, so
yep.
I need something. Somebody gonna do something. Cole Beasley, Jason Witten. Need y'all to come through and cook in the clutch now. We got the Chargers we can get right. Or we can have 5 interceptions. This is going to tell a lot about Dak Prescott Thursday. Because if he throws a bunch of interceptions, you can go from penthouse to the shit house real quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And as we all know, with the Tyrod Taylor. Now, Tyrod is a little bit different because they don't want to pay him. But on the other hand, a lot of black quarterbacks don't have that long leash that white quarterbacks do.
Of course not.
They don't have that long leash.
But I do want to criticize something you said. You said if Baker Mayfield was black, they would give him a lot more flack.
No, if it was Lamar Jackson. If it was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Hate to tell you this, man. Lamar Jackson ain't even as good as Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I'm not saying he's not as good. I'm not saying that. But would he go through the... I think he'll go through more criticism if he did it.
Because he's not as good. See, when you not saying this out of the world is right, but talent trumps a lot of stuff, man.
It does.
And if he had the arm talent and, you know, the thing about Baker Mayfield, he put the time in, it seemed like, passing wise. So it's like, it's that Brady thing. It's the, I got the answers before you even told me the question.
Right.
I know exactly who to get the ball to. And I can get loose. And, you know what I'm saying, make something happen. It's still on the run.
Right.
And see, I've been keeping quiet because I know a couple of Bama fans.
Oh.
They don't want to see Baker. he got that same thing Deshaun Watson now. Now you got me, now you don't. And I'm throwing the ball down the field.
I think Lamar Jackson is going to be better suited as a wide receiver in the NFL.
I mean, if you put in work, you can become a great quarterback like Baker Mayfield. But you have to put in the work.
Yeah.
Like reading the coverages, know exactly where to go with the ball instead of taking off running.
Right.
Baker take off when the play break down, he's looking down the field to see who he can see who's open.
Right.
Not the haul ass to get a first down.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of, you know, black quarterbacks struggle doing. That's what make Dak so good.
Yeah.
When the play break down, you ain't looking to just run.
Right.
You're looking down the field.
See who open.
See if you can make a play down the field. Up in 10 yards.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
That's what made Deshaun Watson off the chain.
Yeah.
A play right. Break down, he can still sling it.
You're right.
But I love Baker, man. I think he's going to have a spot in the league. Somebody will give him a chance.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Particularly after what you see and what these young boys doing. Particularly when you see a Deshaun Watson doing his thing. When you see a Carson Wentz doing his thing. Definitely he's going to get an opportunity. Definitely.
You have to keep the player alive.
Shit, Johnston lose the rest of their games so they can get him.
But they benched him for, you know, he's not starting Saturday, so.
Yeah. I guess that's his quote-unquote punishment.
Yeah.
But the Giants really need to lose the rest of their game so they can pick him up.
Oh, no. Hell no. I want to see Baker Mayfield on the damn Giants. Sorry. No, sir. Don't want that.
Where you want to go, Tony? Where you want to go, Tony C? Where you want him to go?
Anywhere but there. Anywhere but there. Yes, sir.
So you weren't minding with the Cleveland Browns?
Anywhere but there, too. I hope they pass on.
Which they probably will, which is why Sasha Brown needs to be gone.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my goodness. The madness. Hopefully Peyton Manning gets that executive spot and let Sasha go. Let him go. All right. Let's go ahead and break down what we got going on here on Rant Eating Radio. Got a lot going on. Oh, Cash Cow just said he wants the Eagles to lose another game. Huh. I don't know about all that. I don't know if I want them to lose another game. Keep a good time rolling. Don't know if I want to lose another game. All right, tomorrow night, we got a doubleheader on store for you here on Randy and Radio. Tony C, what you got? Before we go into the first show, what y'all got anything special going on the rant?
What was your question, Will?
You got anything going on special on the rant tomorrow night?
Well, you know, we're going to talk about the fallout from Sunday and, you know, amongst other things, James Ellsworth or Kevin Federline, which one was worse? being the world champion, because both of those incidents did happen. And who knows, man, what else we may get into.
Oh, man.
I definitely want to speak on that.
Oh, man. I know you do. That's craziness, man. We don't talk a lot of wrestling on this show, but we talked about it last time on the post show. Also, I still think Ellsworth's got a raw deal, man.
Exactly. And yeah, like I said, even when you beat the world champion, man, what was that for? What was the purpose?
Right.
That's all.
Just think it was a very, very raw deal. Hopefully he will make money back on an indie tour because he can't wrestle. So we shall see. Let me see what we got going on. Give me a second. I'm trying to pull it up right now. Come on. Damn, my computer's glitching out on me. Man, come on. Don't do me like that. Yep. Oh, wait a minute. Alright, there we go. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. we got the Shining Wizards podcast, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Definitely join those guys. Right after that, we got the rant. Tony C and Double A, as you just heard, they're going to be going all that over that fun and madness over there tomorrow night. Then we got a new edition of Rant and Wrestling on Thursday night, followed by Turbreaker Throwbacks at 9 p.m. on Friday with Phil Ray and Choppy. Then we got the What Are You Ruling comic book show with Surfer. It goes over everything comic books, media, movies, and all that good jazz. Then it's right back here Monday night, 11:15 p.m. after Raw for the Sports Report episode number 32. Anything else you want to say to finish this up for the night, Tony C?
No, man, we good. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, man. You should go ahead and end this thing. A brother got to go to work tomorrow, and I don't want to really go, but. Gotta pay the bills, man. Give me a second.
We'll yes, sir.
Give me a second. We'll close this thing out. Doom called in sick. So hopefully we'll have him next week. Spoke to him about the Redskins. God, I swear them boys. I swear they need to get a defense. Damn. Hopefully we'll get with Doom next week. Catch up. Maybe his Redskins can get a win this week. All right, guys. Thank you for having me in your living room tonight. We'll see you next week, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant and Radio. Everybody, please take care.